For a little sugar before you go.
It's slowing down Sundays, man. You know,
that's a good selection there, Trip. That's a good selection right there, brother.
Bro, I ain't playing R&B joint to start the show in a minute. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, the fellas needed something that, you know, that was one of the anthems, you know, back in the day as well. So I felt like I was in that kind of mood. I had the candles lit earlier. I was in my zone vibing out, you know, getting a little bit of work done. You know, yeah, man, just relax in the chill mood, you know. And I just felt like, you know what, let's start off with some R&B on the show this week, man. How y'all doing, like fellas?
I like that. That set the mood right there. That was a good one right there. I like that.
Always gonna be an R&B guy. Always gonna be an R&B guy, especially for those classics, man. Blackstreet. Shout out to Teddy Riley, background dancer, by the way. But you know, always good times with that though, man. Fucking, before I let you go, let me get some sugar, baby. Don't act like you don't know me. Don't walk away. Come here.
Sometimes you got to talk to him like that.
Slap him on the back.
Let him know. Yeah, let him know.
I see you, girl.
You know, so they know. No, because you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it, fellas, right? Like, how you felt the first time one of your joints called you daddy? How'd that make you feel, man? At least we gotta talk about things like this, man. Because,
okay,
you know, those are like those. That's a rite of passage for a man. When that first time he get that joint, you know what I'm saying? You done beat it up right a couple times, and she give you that first one. Boy,
your life different. Your life different. Your body different after that. You start acting different. You know what I'm saying? You move it different after that.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. You almost don't know what to say about it or whatever. Facts. You really like
it. It definitely catch you off guard. It does. But then your life, your outlook on life start being different. And you start thinking about shit differently and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's different.
Facts, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's an absolute
elevation.
Always good to start off with a little R&B every once in a while. Fellas, keep the R&B in your catalog. You cannot listen. Nobody want to hear Shoot 'Em Up, Bang Bang all day, every day, bro. I don't want to hear about killing 1,000 people and how much pounds you moved all the time. When you with your lady, you got to have your R&B playlist on reserve. You know, you got to have it somewhere around. Like, don't.
That's a fact.
Never leave home without your R&B playlist, fellas.
You gotta have playlists, period, though. I feel like we have playlists because we was those people that made tapes back in the day. So we always gonna have a playlist.
Well, we giving them game right now. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of y'all playlist, though? What's the name of y'all playlist? Y'all got like an R&B. What playlist do y'all have?
I got an R&B. I got a road trip playlist. You know, the road trip is normally high energy music because you plan on being in a car for a minute. You know, you got your thought-provoking joints. You guys, I got at least four.
Okay.
That's what I'm
different
saying.
Joints, you know. With,
yeah.
Yeah, my staple is, so I have Apple and I have Tidal. I'll be kind of bugging out a little bit. Like, I really like music. Like, I was that person that had an 80 gig iPod back in the day with 10,000 songs in it or better. And I lost that and I was mad. I had mad CDs. So I always been like a music person or whatever. So I have different ones. So I have like tracks that I just save. And I always like to go through shuffle because then, you know, to kind of see where different vibes at and stuff like that. And then what I've also noticed about like that shuffle feature, sometimes you got to stop it and start it over again because I feel like they be thinking they know you according to a certain algorithm. And it'd be crazy because it'd be a certain songs that you have saved. You like, yo, bro, I haven't heard this in a minute. Like, I have this song saved. Like, that's crazy.
Nah, that's like a fact. Spotify will, like you said, if it shuffles through like 3 or 4 of your songs that are in a particular playlist, it'll play something that wasn't even in your playlist, but that's relatable to what you just listened to. Because like you said, it feels the vibe already. Like, yo, he liked them last 3 joints we played, so let's go with this one. You know, you ain't skipped them other ones, so you're going to listen to this joint. But this certain joints, like you said, it's a certain mood, man. You know, certain mood, man. Like that Roots and Erykah Badu joint. That's one of them joints that I'm feeling real neo soul, and it's like, yo, let that rock for a little bit.
You listening to that right now? Because you know that, because sometimes you have that joint right now that you always play. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I validly play a Montel Jordan song all the time. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why, and it don't be this is how you do it. It might be like, that's right. It might be that.
Yo, I got a couple of Montel Jordan joints, you know what I'm saying, in the stash, yo. Like, Montel Jordan was that dude.
Yeah, the let's get it on tonight. That joint right there is a nice vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice vibe. Always got 112 in the stash. Always got 112 in the stash. What else? Older joint. Jagged Edge, of course. Some Joe. You got to have some Joe in there. You know what I'm saying? Depending on
you got the As Yet joint up in there?
Oh, yeah.
It's only one song. It's only one song by As Yet. But everybody got that one song. Hold on.
We gotta redo that with the green screen. That's gonna be our intro. We gonna do intro with that.
The acapella version hit different.
Hold on.
Because we ordered it in the car. It's joints, man.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I told y'all this before, man. Before I hit my growth spurt in high school and before puberty really hit, my voice was still light. That was my move. I'm a slow dance to the shorty and sing in her ear. You know what I'm saying? That's my move right there. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna tell you right now, hold on, fellas. I gotta do the shout out to As Yet because they definitely set it off on a lot of occasions.
Oh, come on.
GTD list.
You man said I drink your wine.
You gotta respect it though, because they was talking.
Yeah,
that was the most freaky shit ever. But it was so smooth, and you would never tell. Like, it was just like women love this song.
I gotta apologize. There was a lot of young women that I was singing that to that I had no business singing to. I apologize to your parents. I shouldn't have been saying I drank your wine. I was no more than 13 saying I drank your wine. I was fucked up for that. I was wrong for that.
Listen, edit like, nah, man, that was one of them ones. And again.
So let me ask y'all a question, man. I know I'm not the only one, man. Y'all remember this? We grew up, fortunately, we grew up at like the peak of that R&B era, right? Y'all remember being in the backseat of your parents' car and one of them songs came on and you singing it like you in the music video?
Yeah.
You having that vibe, thinking about that one shorty, like, you know what I'm saying? That was different. Life. That was different, man.
Yeah. Writing letters, like, I'm going to write this letter when I get home. Give it to her in the morning, right before first period.
That's a fact.
I used to listen to R&B and write, man, write letters when I was younger. And be taking like lyrics.
Man, what a time. What a time.
Listen, man, the letters was different, man. You had to really sit there. I don't know who I thought I was. I think I was like trying to fake rap, but I was like taking different lyrics from different songs and then like flipping them and all that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a hood Picasso's, man, and Shakespeare and shit. Somebody said Shakespeare is white people are bonics.
I guess.
What does that even mean? Like, what?
Yeah, that's why I don't know how to really interpret that. Like, all right, I guess.
I just thought it was foolish. That's why I said it. Like, I said it's white people in bonics. Like, why we got to learn that?
Nah, but I fuck with Shakespeare, though.
Word.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I just know
that was an error, man. That was wild. Yeah. It'd y'all be dope to just go back to one beat.
Say it again.
Y'all ever been in any plays or anything like that?
Yeah, I was in a couple plays.
Oh, okay. You know Trip. I know Trip was.
Come on, man. I'm here with mine, baby.
Okay, Fesbian. <I'm all>
Trip was out there. Trip was out there. He getting mad at the siblings. Like, keep it down. I got to learn these lines, man. Come on.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was on my shit though, bro. I was doing everything. So I was in plays. I was doing fucking storytelling contests. I was doing poetry contests. I was getting it. I did one joint. It was at, what was it? At Cooper Union in that area over there. And they did it. It was like a couple thousand. It was like a couple thousand people in the audience. I don't know how the fuck I went up there and did that shit, but I definitely did that shit.
Nah, that's what's up. You fucking thespian, man. That's
yeah, you know Trip was out there.
I mean, they know about me in these streets already though, so I ain't gonna keep saying it.
You know what I'm saying? What plays you was in though? You ain't say that though.
Nah, I was in plays in elementary school. I don't even remember the name of some of the fucking plays that I was in, bro. Like,
you know plays?
I was just in them, bro. Just whatever the part was, I was gonna be in it. I was on.
Trip
I was on.
Out there.
Yeah, like that's what it was.
Trip was out there. Like, what's my motivation?
Yeah, just give me the lines, and I'm good, bro. I'm gonna memorize them shits, and it's lit. That's all.
y'all were y'all in any like spelling bees? I did like a spelling bee. I think in like seventh grade, and I got to like the semifinals and shit.
I did a spelling bee, and I got to ask my grandmother. She got the footage. I did a talent show one time. We was in this group. We swore we was nice rapping, boy. My man's uncle wrote all our verses. I'll never forget. We was rocking denim on denim. My grandmother got that footage somewhere, too. I'm going to get that footage.
Yeah, we going viral. I'm going to remix the footage.
Yeah. I thought I was nice, too, boy. I remember we used to go to rehearsal.
How many of y'all was there?
It was four of us.
Okay.
It was me, my man's Mike and Rich. They was twins, and it was their older cousin. He was a year older than us, and his pops was the one that came up with the idea because we used to hang out every day after school. He's like, "Man, y'all should be a group or something." You know how it always be that hood uncle that he be thinking he Joe Jackson and shit. Y'all should be a group or something, man.
He's about to like, get y'all.
Oh,
word,
oh, matter of fact, now that I say that too, I gotta thoughts and prayers because he passed away a few months ago. R.I.P. to Mackie, who passed away a few months ago. I seen my people, like I said, Mike and Rich, they live down in Florida and they posted it. So my thoughts and prayers to the family. But I'll never forget, man. He was like, "Yeah, man, y'all should be a group and shit." And he started getting us together after school. We was already hanging out, but then he was like, "Nah." He had his first in the projects practicing in the apartment. Then one day he was like, "Yo, let's take this outside so the girls can see y'all." And we went outside practicing our rhymes and shit. I'll never forget. They used to live, I was on 137 Cypress. They was a little further down with that old ass LA video is down there by Brook Ave and shit. Mm-hmm. And niggas in their projects wanted to jump me, man. They was mad that the girls had liked me and shit. I'll never forget that shit. They was asking them, "Yo, who your man's right here? I like this niggas." Like,
yo,
why you mad at me, folks? Son? Like, why y'all mad at me? But yeah, good times, man. Good times.
Okay.
Wait. So what happened? How the group broke up? Which I like.
Nah, we did the talent show. We did it. And then after we did it, I think we all realized, like, nah, this ain't really for us, though. Like, it ain't really our vibe.
How long you was a group for?
We was a group maybe, like, 2 months, bro. I'm not
Nobody wanted to go solo? Y'all didn't want to go solo?
Nah, because at that time, like, because me and the twins used to play sports. So we used to play baseball, football, and all that. So that was our passion. Like, yo, we want to play ball. All right. You know what I'm saying? It sounded cool because, of course, and like we talking like this is peak Biggie, bro. So like who didn't want to like rap? But then like I got on stage, I said my rap, bro. And then I was like, man, this shit ain't for me, bro. Like, I'm fooling myself right now. Like I know this ain't for me. My grandmother was out there taking pictures. Like, you did good, Papi. You did good. I'm like, yo, you probably don't even know one fucking word I just said up there.
But she going to support you.
Well, my grandmother had my back that day. She showed up. She got I know she got them pictures somewhere. I'm going to ask her for that shit.
No, that's major, though. Like, for anybody to, you know, perform. I know Chip played some songs earlier before, you know what I mean? Because he rapped before, too. My mom killed those aspirations for me pretty young. I had a song, and she, like, found it and said, nah, you can't do that. He's a hater. I used to just write it in letters to the ladies when I was a kid. That's it.
That's I told you I could take my lyrics. Bro.
That's how 50 Girl got caught.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. She was different, man.
In the movie, Shorty Pops found 50 raps.
Uh-huh.
And he was sending them, you know, saying them lyrics to his daughter. He wasn't feeling that shit.
Right.
He was not feeling that shit at all.
That's why I had to apologize when I'm thinking about it. Like, I'm sitting here telling young girls, man, I drank your wine. And we was in middle school. And like, you know, that ain't appropriate, man. I'm fucked up for that. That was foul.
No, but you probably said it in a smooth way, though. Like, if you really think about that shit, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we was writing them letters and it was lyrics or something like that, you was trying to find cool and witty ways to say shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You wasn't going to jump out the window, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
But like I said before, like, we look back at certain songs we used to recite, and you'd be like, yo, we didn't know what the fuck we was really talking about. We was just singing along to the song, saying shit that we had no business saying. So, you know, it's crazy to think about it. Like, yo, how old were you at that time? Like I told y'all before, I used to be on that phone booth all day, talking. And looking back on it now, like, that was my daughter. I'm like, yo, hang up that fucking phone, yo. Right? He being disrespectful now. He calling all the time now. He think he can just call over here every day.
You know, I can't do that shit no more, man. I don't know how I used to do that shit when we was young, man. I'm not on the phone person like that. I gotta be on the phone. Why? But that shit was just such a pastime for us growing up, though. You know, pick up on the first ring. We talked about this nostalgia shit before. We gonna get into something else or whatever. But you know, this is what we doing. We run the holidays anyways. Yo, Sunday.
Shout out to Sauce Gardner. He made the Pro Bowl this year as a rookie.
Okay. Okay.
Well deserved.
I just seen that come through on the wire, man. Beasted this year too.
And rest in peace to Franco Harris. I'm a Cowboys fan. I wasn't a fan of that play, but he's a legend, yo. Rest you know what peace. I mean? Respect. Rest in peace to Franco Harris.
Facts. I'm going, I'm making my way, you know, making my rounds down to the, you know, to the middle of the map down there, because I gotta go check out Raven Steelers, baby. So you know it's about to be lit.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Man, that's gonna be a major game. That's a conference game. It's gonna be a major. Did we even tell people where we was at though? Did we say that? We said that no?
Nope, we just started rocking.
Okay. I mean, you know, we shooting the shit.
Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit, man.
Throw all the sauce on the last four. Y'all already know what it is. I gotta hear somebody out in the public be like, yo, shooting the shit.
They're going to say shooting the motherfucking shit, though. You know how motherfuckers on the street, they're going to take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
Shooting the motherfucking shit, right?
That's how it's supposed to be, man. That's how it's supposed to be. Like, that's our energy, man. We got big energy over here. Right. All right? You know?
Let's get into some shit. Let's get in some shit. What we got?
So I feel like we could be a little silly and shit, you know, a little facetious. Utah Senator Mike Lee has proposed a bill that would make internet porn illegal in the United States.
That's weird as fuck. That's weird. Like, that's the thing that you trying to, like, fight? Like, that's the battle that you pick? Like, trying to stop internet porn? That's weird, bro. Like, I feel like, I don't know, that made me feel like, did he never get buns in life? And he's mad at the world because of that? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a really weird topic to kind of try to tackle as your, you know, as the shit that you're going after for your campaign. Like,
well,
internet porn?
Check it, right? On a grand scale, yes, it's goofy as hell. But on a smaller scale, you got to remember Utah is Mormon country.
Yeah.
And so if you appeal to that part of the people, then it becomes like, oh, I like him. He's trying to get rid of this filth on the internet, and he's trying to clean it up for the kids. And that's really what he's doing. But on a grand scheme of things, we know like they are way bigger issues than internet porn. It's just that in terms of local government and what those people want, yeah, it makes sense. That's Mormon country. They want to clean all that up. We know how they are out there in Utah.
But that's not even like, I feel like that's not even a realistic like thing. Like for you to be like, all right, I'm gonna vote for this guy because he's trying to clean up internet porn. Like, ain't no bill going through that's gonna stop.
That might be a defining factor for somebody though.
Yeah, but remember Tripp, come on, bro. We talk about this all the time. A lot of these people don't do any of their own like investigating on candidates.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Like they might click his name in and see, oh, he's trying to fight against internet porn. They don't know that never gonna get passed. That might just be something he said out in public that he's never gonna really change. Yeah. But to them, it's like, oh, he's trying. You know, like same thing with a lot of Trump supporters. Trump supporters don't even know what they was really voting for.
A white man, or somebody they thought that made sense. He's a businessman, but yeah, you're right. Right.
But like when they sitting there talking about, oh, he gonna build the wall. What wall, bro? There's already walls up at the border. What are y'all talking about?
Then they start building the wall and they just stop because they lost funding or some shit.
Right. Like
they got a half a wall, they ghetto.
Hey, you got a half a wall of shit that you stop sending payments on.
They ghetto. Company done left and shit. They don't got no tractor. You know when the tractor leave, that's it.
Nah, that's it.
They don't got no foundation up. They just got extra supplies off to the side. They probably somebody stole them shit.
It's rough.
The wall ain't the parts of the wall that's up ain't even complete because they really just beams. So there's like holes on the side of the beams. It's like the shit was mad and complete.
It's rough out there, bro. It's definitely rough.
But them same people, guess who them same people gonna vote for in 2024?
Kanye?
Yeah. How many votes do we have to get to run for the presidency?
To be on the ballot?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's... You got to win your party.
No, because you got to
get your party's nomination.
You could be... like, there's like mad other bullshit that you could just be. Just to get on the ballot.
I'm trying to figure that out, because I was like, man, like, in my mind, this is being facetious. I was like, what if I ran?
Well, you run as an independent.
Even if I lost, that's fine. But I was like, yo, what if I ran? What do I have to do? No, because you got to be over 35? How 35 or 45?
I always thought it was 45, but Kanye's not over 45.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
it don't matter if you're independent. You know the crazy shit, though, right? Remember when Kanye was mad at, like, Big Sean and everybody? Like, oh, they ain't support my presidency and all that?
Yeah.
All right. Kanye... First, we talked about it too, but like Kanye waited so long to put his name on a ballot that he wasn't even on the ballot in 19 states, right? Yeah. So almost half the country couldn't even vote for you anyway because you wasn't on the ballot. Secondly, right, if Kanye's so serious about being the president, who has he nominated as his vice president?
In his mind, it made sense. He did that as a ploy to get attention, bro.
Of course.
It's 35. We in there. What's up?
Right. 35. I'm just saying. The people who's like, oh yeah, Kanye could really be the president. He ain't even thought about who's gonna be his vice president. Why would I trust you with any important decisions?
Man, that shit would be so erratic, bro.
He wanted Trump to be his vice president.
Nah. That shit would be so erratic, man. But people voted for him, no. That's what I'm saying. Like he can even say presidential candidate. That's by his name now.
That's a fact though.
Presidential candidate. That's a fact.
On his bio, it's going to be like he was a presidential candidate in 2020, bro.
Uh-huh. that's the part that, you know, what if Kanye be doing all this shit? I don't even want to talk about this, but what if he do all this shit and then I know it, he'd be like, man, psych, I was just playing.
I think all his shit is psych, I was just playing. That's what I take it at this point. I mean, you ain't paid rent on your office building. you done got evicted from the office building. We're hearing about all his debt to the IRS. Mm. Pusha T came out, I think, either yesterday or today and was like, he's no longer the president of good music because Kanye won't talk to him anymore. I don't know what happened.
So what happened with him and Pusha?
I don't even know. Pusha T was just like, he's stepping down because he ain't been able to speak to Kanye. He said Kanye refuses to speak to him.
Man,
so he like, how I'm gonna be the president of the label when the owner of the label won't speak to me?
That's wild, mm-hmm. bro.
But apparently this was all part of Kanye's grand scheme, right?
I guess so, apparently.
Life came at him fast, man. And yeah. this is where he's at.
So it made no fucking sense, bro.
Huh?
It don't make no sense. It was like, this shit, the plot thickens every fucking day.
Yeah. I just be trying to scroll and keep it moving, though. You know, it is what it is. It's the holidays. It's the holidays.
Fact.
Got some holiday news. They said that typically around the holidays there's a spike in like certain holiday items being in. So basically women being masturbating with like the candy canes and they be getting stuck. And it happens a lot around the holidays, of course, because you know the candy canes are popular then or whatever. But yeah. So, it's been a spike in Christmas ornaments. Ornaments doctors worn.
I just want to clarify what you just said right there, Sean. Are you trying to say that women are using candy canes to masturbate with, and then the candy cane gets stuck in their vagina?
Yeah, they're getting freaky with the hook.
Like they didn't keep it in the plastic. They like was actually eating the candy cane, putting it in, taking it back out, eating the candy cane again, putting it back in.
Like, I didn't say like all that. I didn't say all that. I just said they used the hook.
Cause you
pause.
Hold on, you telling me these girls didn't taste the candy cane?
I don't know. That's what you be telling them when you say what you like.
Nah, but listen, most girls, I ain't gonna say most girls, but a lot of women taste themselves. So you don't think they was tasting the candy cane?
Yo, what time you on, bro? Yo, what's up to me?
I just, you know, this is supposed to be a Christmas episode, man. Yeah. And then this shit just went left. This shit just went left real quick.
Hold on. Y'all telling me you never spoke to a girl that said she tasted herself before?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, all right then.
Yeah, I mean, so that goes without saying. However.
So you don't think they would taste the candy cane?
Merry Christmas. Y'all got some
I'm
good
just saying we live
shit.
In a world that ain't there ain't no excuse for that happening, bro.
Yeah.
Sure, they can go to the sex shop. Why are you ruining them candy canes like that? And now you got to go to the ER because you got 3 candy canes stuck up in you.
Oh, shit. No,
like, it probably smell like peppermint up in there, though. That's cool. You know? That's wild, though, to go to the emergency room for that, man.
Right? Like, you should be really
I say this all the time. People,
like,
and
there's
some shit, man. They always want to try some shit. Everybody want to outdo somebody. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's the holidays. Let me get these candy canes and get freaky.
You should feel real fucking wild about having to go to the fucking hospital on Christmas because your ass was masturbating with a candy cane and shit got stuck. That's nasty.
Different times, man. Different times. Did any of y'all have Wells Fargo? No.
Years ago, bro. I'm talking like 12, 13 years ago.
Ah, shit. So ain't none of us getting no money. So Wells Fargo has to pay out 3.7 in illegal activity, including unjust foreclosures and vehicle repossessions and more. So that they was forcefully doing a lot of shit, getting money from people, whatever, opening up, whatever, whatever. So what are those shits ever? Y'all ever got money off any of those class action suits?
No.
No.
No? Okay.
Nah, because it's a percentage that goes out. You don't really get like a large number. I mean, you're talking like hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of people.
Yeah.
So that's like a percentage of that shit going out. But I wonder if that Wells Fargo shit, though, dates back to like the housing crisis back in 08, 09, though. Because like you said, when they talking about mortgage and all like that, a lot of that relates back to that, where they was giving out them loans that they knew people was going to default on. And then, you know, being able to foreclose and get the house back. So I wonder if that shit kind of bit them in the ass now, came back around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may have happened. You know, a lot of these motherfuckers, they tell people they got certain stuff and then they set people up for failure. And they know what it is, man. They know people need these big banks. Wells been dirty for years. It is what it is. But pay them people their money. They're gonna be fine because hopefully they don't bail them out though. Well, Wells ain't going nowhere. Wells been around for a minute. Wells been around since like slavery and shit. So they ain't going nowhere.
They trying to think. I think they got jammed up before too, because they're a known money laundering bank. So a lot of like dead ass. Look that shit up, bro. Because I heard about that shit when the whole Chapo shit went down, and they were saying that a lot of the big bosses and cartel members use certain banks because it's easy to launder money through them because they don't have the same it's a certain term for it. I'm sorry, I can't think of the term, but there's certain procedures that if too much money is going in your account or out your account, it triggers certain alerts, right? So every bank is supposed to be able to notice it, right? So like, let's say if me and Trip, every week we send money back and forth, like the first, second time it go through, it won't trigger nothing. But if we constantly send it back large amounts of money, it'll activate something on our account where they'll start to pay attention to make sure that these are legitimate funds going back and forth. Wells Fargo got caught up where they wasn't paying attention to that shit on purpose, and they was having a lot of Colombian drug lords using their bank as a way to funnel money back overseas. So they would have it in one bank account, then send it overseas to Wells Fargo, have money coming back through, and it was getting filtered through like that. And Wells Fargo got in trouble with that shit. I'm gonna look that shit up too, because I remember when Chapo got caught up, that shit came up.
No, it's crazy. So they got something that they can just kind of slip through. That's probably on some Swiss bank or a bank in the Bahamas or something like that. Yo, they find some ways to get some money somewhere, yo. People smart. It's so much. I was having this conversation the other day. I was like, when you're young, you kind of tell yourself that I'm going to do all this stuff and get all this money, and then I'll have to never pay for anything. Have to ask anybody for anything or whatever. But then you get older and you realize that a lot of these, like, you know, these rich people or these people that are of influence, they use each other. That's all they do anyways, or they get money from different places or whatever. And that's just the reality of things or whatever. So, you know, just looking at concepts of life and stuff. But
my fault, I was on mute. My fault. All this shit is crazy. But I was looking this shit up, yeah, bro. Back in 2019, mm-hmm. Wells Fargo personal banker pleaded guilty to helping launder millions of dollars for drug traffickers in Sinaloa cartel.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I remember, bro, because that shit was a big part of the El Chapo case. That was one of the ways they was able to track him down, because they followed the money.
They always gonna get you for something else, right?
Yeah. Nowadays, because you know, nowadays everything leaves a paper trail, bro.
They moving money though, but you know, the a lot of that stuff, we don't get no conspiracies and theories, but you know, everybody was helping everybody. They just wasn't here by happenstance, so whatever.
Yeah, the shit is called. So there's a threshold they set for funnel accounts. So there's a certain amount they pay attention to. Anything over that amount is what triggers the bank, and then from there on they would trigger, you know, FBI or anybody else, depending on the country. Obviously in the United States, the FBI, but whatever other country you have, whatever that federal investigation unit is called, that threshold is what triggers them. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about that. The cartel had it set up so nicely that they knew how to maneuver a certain amount of money under that threshold without alerting nobody, and that's because they found out from somebody who worked at Wells Fargo. He put them niggas on to that shit.
Yo, you got to learn that shit, though. If you moving like that, you know they was getting money. They had to learn that. Yeah. They had to learn the game. No motherfuckers have planes and all that.
I think they said at his peak, Chapo was making like $5 to $6 million a week.
That's crazy. What are we doing with all this? Was he investing in stuff?
I'm sure he got shit that's not in his name.
Yeah.
This sounds crazy, but even just thinking about, you know, a lot of these people that run up so much money, we have all, you know, these gangsters and these lords and these whoever, are they like really buying up stuff and doing stuff with that? You know what I mean? That's kind of a question too. Like, are you just, you know, you keeping a certain amount of wealth and then, you know, you lose that shit? Cause I don't know. I guess that's where everybody's mind is now, some, you know, investing in money and trying to do certain things though, but shit, yeah. You never know.
I would hope they would learn from the mistakes made by Pablo and the original drug lords. But if they do, it's not in their name. That's the smart shit. You shouldn't never put it in your name. That way, if you go down, your family's still good. That property or that whatever was making money for you still makes money for you.
Word.
What else we got though? What else on the run down?
My man, Drake got a new chain. He said he got 42 diamonds in it for all the times he wanted to propose.
Drake got a lot of money, so.
I said City Boys up.
What I'm going to say to that?
You used to be laughing. That's how you just look at it and laugh and just shake your head and keep it moving. Like, all right.
You got to respect it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, anybody that's out here, I ain't a hater. Anybody that's out here doing their motherfucking thing, I support that shit. I applaud that shit. And that shit motivate me to just keep going harder. You know what I'm saying? So, hell yeah, nigga. What you going to say to that man? He doing his thing. You know? Fuck it. Mm-hmm. Like him or hate him, he doing his thing. He on his business shit. He got the flyest joints all the time. What can you say about that brother?
Yeah, yeah. Doing his thug thizzle, man.
That's a fact. What's up with I'm gonna throw y'all a curveball. I know we didn't have it in a rundown. Mm-hmm. Did y'all see this Brittany Renner joint?
Oh, she said that she felt bad for allowing men to misuse her or some shit.
Use her body for their leisure.
I mean, I don't know why she apologizing. Like, she enjoyed it. She got something from it when she was doing whatever she was doing. I mean, just be like, nah, I don't want to do that shit no more. I don't want to be a slide no more. And if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I mean, some people gonna always going to remember you for being like that, but shit, like, I don't know. I guess this is her making peace with it.
I mean, I guess I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't want to criticize it because, you know, that's how she feel. That's how she feel. I just find the wording of it awkward because she herself has said, like, when she did that interview with Cam Newton, and she was talking like he asked her straight up, like, do you view yourself as like a jump off? Do you view yourself as somebody who men just look at sexually? And she was like, no. She was like, because any man that I've slept with, I was in a relationship with and I have feelings for. So that's why, like, it contradicts everything you said in the past, because now you're saying I allowed these men to use me for their leisure. But you said y'all was dating, that y'all was in serious relationships. So it's not their leisure. Y'all was in a relationship.
We know that's a cover up, though. I feel like a lot of joints or just people in general or say they have these relationships, air quotes, just to, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of cover up the fact that that's what they fucking with for a few months. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, you know what I mean? Because we understand what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you out here moving around crazy and shit, people going to say, you know, oh, you out here being a slide or whatever, you know? But you in a relationship. I can easily say I was in love with that person, but how long are we using these relationships for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about?
You're going to use it for whatever is worth to you and what you can get out of it for. Because if it suits me over here, I'm going to say it's this. And when I go over here, if I need to say it's that and I can say it's that, I'll say it's that. Like, it is what it is.
Exactly. Everything is a matter of semantics.
Yeah. Right. I wonder if she's just saying this, though, she's trying to restart her body count.
Yeah, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Everybody that been there. Sorry. You can't reset the dial. You can't go to the hood mechanic. Nope.
Yeah. So it's over for that balling.
Yeah.
And that's what you're trying to do. Nah, don't. You can't just spin the speedometer when they be rewinding them shits. Like, nah.
Nope.
You can't just do that shit, bro. It's there, it is what it is. Like, nah. But, you know, whatever.
Nope. We're not playing them games. What was this? What did I see? Yeah, I know y'all saw that Michael Jordan trophy, though. That's fire. The MVP joint.
The MVP.
Yeah. Because my man,
it's LeBron. Well deserved. I mean, man, LeBron, I think it's the appropriate name for it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially, he should have had more MVPs, no?
Of course. But okay. Especially since they can't change the logo to MJ shit, which it really should be.
Why won't they do that?
Because the ownership. Because they don't own the Jumpman logo.
Who owned it?
Nike. Jumpman.
Like, oh, so they won't give it up?
I'm sure they would, but they're not going to give up ownership of the fucking one of the most iconic logos ever made, like, for nothing. They're going to need PC on that.
Come on,
bro, if you was Nike, you going to just give that to the NBA?
Nah, you're right. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit going to cost a pretty right. penny. And I'm talking not just like it's a one-time deal where we just gonna buy this shit from you. No. It's gonna they're gonna wanna hit you with the Rico behind that yeah. side. We want everything.
They can use it. Yo. They can use they can only use it by themselves though.
No, if they licensing it to the NBA, like if they still have you know PC on that, they gotta pay. They can set it up like that. You want it, you take the logo how we offering it to you. It ain't about okay. what you want, because even if you said, all right, we'll buy it for let's say the NBA said, we'll buy it for $5 billion from Nike. It's like, all right, but the NBA is going to continue to go on. So I can get some residual shit. Why wouldn't I?
So who they going to use, Bill Cartwright?
Nah, I mean, they'll...
Scott.
I don't think Bill Cartwright got a logo.
I think... One of the other tough parts too is like Tripp said, like whoever you use, what is the residual for using my logo now, right? When Jerry West and them guys was in the league, they wasn't into branding. They didn't know nothing about branding.
Exactly.
So they didn't know like, you know, the NBA, the logo itself is iconic. There are people who know what the logo is, but don't know that's Jerry West. They just know the logo. Mm-hmm. So now if I'm anybody, it's like, all right, you using my logo, so how long do I get residuals on this? Because we know you're not about to change this in 5 years. You're going to keep this logo probably for the next 30 to 40 years. So what am I getting from it? Like, you know, what's the value to you? And that might be another reason why the NBA is skeptical to even change it.
Yeah.
It's just going to cost so much money.
Unless they come up with a different logo at this point, it's like that. I think that would be the only way you really see a change because, yeah, who's gonna be like, all right, here, just give me 100,000.
Jeff Hornacek. Right.
Maybe, but
Yo, Jeff Hornacek used to do that fucking he used to wave to his family at the free throw line and shit.
Yeah.
That's some old
yeah, I mean it's too much involved in it, man. It's too yeah. much money involved in it. They're gonna be super cautious about that shit. And you know, and then you got the other part of it too. Like they're always gonna be fearful of like if we use somebody and God forbid this motherfucker get caught up in a scandal. Now he's our logo, bro. At least yeah. with Jerry West at this point in his life, you ain't gotta worry about nothing. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just the logo. He's an older white man. Ain't never going to be no controversy around his name. So it's cool. Just leave it as is.
Yeah, he better not say nothing. He know better. Jerry West be chilling.
That's all you can do at that age, man.
Or like, what else he going to do? Even though he was kind of tight about a little bit how they depicted him on the show on HBO, he said, you know, that's not how it was. And they, on the show, kind of had him looking like, he might have had a little racial tendencies up in there.
And like he was an angry drunk.
Yeah. But I think that was really the bigger part of that. Is just, you know, because, you know, alcohol is just, it can really take you to different places and have you doing wild bill shit when you addicted to alcohol, when you're abusing it.
Yeah, man. Shit gets crazy.
When you get to that age, that's all. You shouldn't even have to tell people I'm chilling. Once you get to a certain age, it should be already known. He's just chilling. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna curse you out. Say some slick shit. That's a different age right there. Listen, man. Life is to be loved, man. That's what's up. Yo, basketball. We still talking basketball. Mari Stoudemire actually got arrested recently. Domestic violence charge. I think he punched his daughter. I don't know. I thought Mari was out the way chilling somewhere on his RC vibe.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, he really been off the way, though, like, since he retired on some chill shit. This was kind of shocking because I don't think I've ever really heard no crazy stories about Amari like that, you know, to with him. He's just doing some wild bill shit. So this was kind of a little, you know, a little shocking to see that, you know, I mean, obviously we know what the report says. You know what I'm saying? He punched her. But I don't know. I still feel like I want to wait until there's more information in regards to it because, you know.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It
really is a lot. That's a serious charge.
Exactly. You know, and that's his daughter. So there's a lot of layers to, you know, to the shit. So I want to wait till a little bit more information is out. I hope that's not the case though. Like, I really hope he didn't do that, because I like Amari, you know. So I hope he didn't do that. But you know, if he did, listen, we gotta be held accountable, guys.
Yeah, the accusations. I think that's a great point too. I mean, we got to give him an opportunity to either speak on it or let's see what comes from it. The accusations are it's ugly, man. You know, it looks like he went just too far disciplining his daughter. And, you know, it's always going to get ugly when you're talking about a professional athlete, because you're talking about somebody who is towering over somebody else. You know, Amari's, 6'9". Yeah. So something as simple as a slap that we might have got as a kid is going to be far worse coming from Amari when it's landing on a teenage girl. You know what I'm saying? So it's ugly, man. It's ugly, and all you could do is just kind of give them their privacy, man. Like I said, we don't know the full story, so until we do, it's kind of tough to really speak on it.
Let me ask y'all this though: if those same reports came out and it was Amari's son, how differently do you think people would have received that information, as opposed to him punching his daughter?
They might have still said it was abuse. I mean, just because of how people view, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff. I even had this conversation with my parents about, like, you know, the whoopings and stuff like that. A lot of that shit, I feel like sometimes it might have been obsessive, but that's kind of all they knew. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the whole situation, you know, like we were just saying or whatever the case may be. Everything looks 10 times worse. Maybe that might have been something that he knew to do. Like, you just never know. I don't know everything. This is something, this is a very new story, but, you know, just he was on that basketball wave or whatever. But, yeah, we shall wait and see what happened.
But I asked that because I know there are people that don't have a problem with, like, if the father was like, yeah, I tuned him up real quick. There's a lot of people that don't have a problem with that.
Us, right? Maybe. No, we don't care. A lot of us probably wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, you know, that is the perspective is so different when the storyline is his daughter as opposed to if it was his son, because a lot of times, like, where we're from, if he was like, yeah, you know, he was getting a little bit too big for his britches and, you know, he thought he could square up with me or something and bop, bop, and, you know, I just, you know, hit him with a little two-piece. There's a lot of people that don't have a problem with that.
No, that's a fact. And I agree. I think the narrative and the reaction to it would be completely different, because I am a firm believer that the men discipline the boys and the women discipline the girls. You know what I'm saying? So I agree. It also would depend on how far it went, you know. If we're talking about, like, oh, he slapped his son or swung on his son one time and that was it, he had to discipline him, you know. But if it's one of them joints where it's like, it looks like he went overboard, like he beat on his son, like he was some random dude in the street.
Yeah.
No, that's be like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why the reason I say that is, again, because based on the accusations against Amari is that he slapped and punched his daughter and bloodied her nose and mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? From if we're just using that example, again, accusations, we don't know that to be true. We don't, the full report ain't out. That's just what they're accusing him of. But if that's the case, if he would have punched his son in the face at a point where he bleeding out his nose and mouth, I think we all would have been like, all right, that's excessive, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have punched him in his chest, or, you know, yoked him up a little bit and just made your point. Yeah. But then the other point to that too is, like, we talk about all the time, we got to protect our women, bro. And no matter how mad my daughter will ever get me, I can't put my hands on it, because if I put my hands on you, then you start to assume that it's all right for men to put their hands on you.
Yeah.
And we just can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think it gets different too. Like, he slapped, or whatever the case was, the moment you do that and you cross that line, that's trauma that young woman now has had to deal with. And now you also paint that picture in her mind, like, well, I remember that time I got online and my father hit me, so if my boyfriend does it, I can understand it.
Yeah,
it's fucked up logic, but that's how some people think.
Yeah. You don't want that to become her norm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get into something a little lighter. It's more basketball.
Hold on. Before you say that, now, so go back to that question. There was a video that came out. It was a celebrity boxing match with a father and a son, and the father was whipping the son ass. So now, in that situation, if he in that ring and he really fuck his son up, hit him with a 2-3 piece, bang, 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 knock his ass out, now what's going to be the perception?
Well, that's different though. Like if you two piece and three piece them, that's one thing.
So it's okay to knock them out if you in a celebrity boxing match.
I mean, if I tried my dad before, I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying?
What happened when you tried my main man Chico? Shout out to Chico.
I mean, I woke up a little later on. I was fine.
Chico got in his bag. He got in his bag real quick.
I don't remember, man. I lost it. Like at that point, I was sick of his shit, man. I just, you know. I think I was like seven.
I'm telling you, man. Sean, them dudes from that generation, they got hand skills, bro. You do not want to play yourself.
Yo, my pops used to fight all the time, yo, right? Western. So we was down in Atlanta, right? So my dad used to come down there, and my uncles was down there. So they used to go to like Freaknik. Like you guys said, like you down there, Freaknik. But they used to go down there, they used to go to that or whatever, or go to the strip club and be coming back, it'd be fights and all that. My mom would be mad. And you know, you the kid, you listen, I was like, oh, these niggas is lit. Oh, okay. But yeah, man, they was wild, man. They was wild. I had to shoot my shot though, but he pissed me off. I don't remember what it was, man. I was like, nah, I'm going for it today.
Sorry, it happens. Listen, in the celebrity match though, they was both adults, so that's cool. And they threw the gloves on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was like he thought he could hang with his pops until his pops landed one, and he realized like, oh, he got that old man strength. Like, yep. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's different power right there. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be mad at that.
They just grab you.
Right. And see, and it's different too with boys, right? Like my two oldest nephews, they 15 and 16. My oldest nephew, Brandon, is like 6'1". My nephew, Jaden, is like 5'10". They grown men already, bro. You know what I'm saying? So with them, like, you got to like really get physical with them. Because you just yell at them, they be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like,
little nigga.
Yeah. What you talking about?
Fuck out of here, you old head.
So like with me, especially my nephew Jaden, like 5'10", he probably weighed like about 230. So, you know, like even little simple shit playing with him, like he slap you back. He hit you hard. So like, hold on, nigga, hold the fuck up, bro. Like, hold up. Nah, share. So you got to get physical with them.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch me at all. Fuck that. We're not touching. Yeah. We get serious. Yo, you know they hit you too. You be like, you better go ahead.
Yeah. Nah. My nephew, you know, I get serious. Super spot. Don't play with the hands. Don't start fucking playing around with the hands. That's really a warning to myself. Like, yo, get them young niggas away from you. Get the fuck away from you. They got too much energy for this shit. Get the fuck away from me.
And be laughing. They be like, oh, all right.
Yo, they like that shit. My nephew Jade, I done stole him dead in the chest one time. He like, oh. I'm like, wait, hold up, nigga. You weren't supposed to eat that one like that. You weren't supposed to just eat that. You ate that too. You ate that too good right there. Hey,
he got his weight up. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna have to dance on him next time. Hold on.
Yeah.
You gotta get your feet working shit in order to start bobbing and weaving out this bitch.
Fuck around. Yeah, they get too big, you gotta sneak them at the dinner table. Don't even let them get up, just sneak them and shit. You just got to sneak him real quick and then just let the family get in the middle of shit. I told him, shut the fuck up.
He kept pushing me.
I'm sick of this shit.
He be pacing the house like Melvin and Baby Boy every fucking time.
They want a nigga like me to come testing me.
Fuck that.
They want a nigga with two strikes to go.
Right. Fuck that. Nah. It's different. These young boys get big, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, nah, I ain't with that tussling. Y'all got it.
I'm
gonna get upset quick. Like, man, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yo, cause it be.
I'm gonna go outside for a minute.
Nephew go away for a summer. He come back, motherfucker, and gained about. He's 6 inches taller. He gained about 25-30 pounds and shit. Now he looking at you like you the little dude, and you got tune him up real quick. Let him know, like, oh, you still the nephew. You know what I'm saying, don't get beside yourself, young man.
Young man.
Nah, that'd be a fact, man. Because like I said, they still be young. Like I said, Jaden's 15, so he still got like that immature mind, so he don't realize how strong he is.
Yeah.
You be like, yo, chill. I ain't about to play with you like that, Jay. Relax. Word. Relax.
Because they play like that. They play different, man.
Yeah.
They play different.
He be like, let's just do body shots. No, nigga. I ain't trying to do no fucking body shots with you.
No.
Don't have me shitting blood.
Don't hurt my body.
No, get the fuck away from me.
I'm fucking bleeding internally.
Yeah. to hit you with that good kidney shot. All right, okay, all right. You be trying to play it off.
Nigga, bladder be fucked up the next week.
You mad as hell, right? At work, like, man, I was playing around my nephew and shit.
Hell yeah, shit, you got bruised ribs and shit.
Yeah. You fucked up, I'm sending my medical bill to your mama.
Hey, I'm like, I'm proud of you, gangster, that you're young and you like to throw hands, but not with me, shit. Do that shit with somebody else. Do that shit with your friends. Get the fuck away from me.
Oh, well, shit.
My bad. Oh, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's wild.
All that shit.
That's wild. Yo, did y'all see that? What you about to say?
No, I'll say we got another one before we wrap.
Yeah. Oh, so I said we still on that basketball line. John Wall was on the show with Kevin Hart, and he was talking about how Carrie Hilson shot a shot at her, at him or whatever, and I don't think he realized it. Well, I think he did realize that they had got cool and all that, though, but I was like, yo, that's different, though. That was a different era, though. That shit was on Twitter. I think, like, maybe around that early, 2009 era, back when Fab used to go crazy. Like, that shit was just a different era, though, but yeah. Just looking back, that shit was different, though.
Hold on, that was John Wall you said?
Yeah, he said Carrie Hilson shot at him on
He turned it down? He didn't take it?
No, I think they like became friends or some shit. I don't really know what happened. I didn't see the whole video, but I was like, that's funny because like they was both coming up, you know what I'm saying? So like to kind of look at that thing years later, it's funny, you know what I mean? Because it's still, for me, it adds more validity to people and shit. You see that, all right, these are regular ass people. They doing regular shit anyways, you know?
Listen, I wouldn't mind if Carrie Hilson, you know, hollered at me. Shoot, I'd be flattered, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good look.
That's a good look.
That's a beautiful woman. Yeah.
Hell yeah! Like, why wouldn't you be? You know.
Y'all heard about and there's another one before we go. So random, it was on the Little Money blog. The Dallas Mavericks guy that's graduating. He was drafted in 2020, 31 pick overall, Terrell Terry. He's retiring from the NBA because he's unhappy and says he experienced the darkest times of his life, anxiety or whatever. And he made $3.5 million in his short NBA career.
I hope you know how to see saving his money. You know, like if he want to leave, that's his decision, you know.
A lot of motherfuckers is really to like give it up though now, like with sports, bro. Like a lot of people not sticking around for a long time if they're not happy with this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Even going back to people not being happy with teams and shit, and they saying, like, yo, I'm going to go somewhere else. Like, a lot of people was like, they'll come and get that bag and get the fuck on. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I think the amount of information that's out there and understanding, like, yo, I don't need to really be around here all this time. I think he also mentioned, too, that just the sacrifice it takes to be in a league was kind of what was really weighing on him. You know, which is, we talk about mental health too sometimes, you know, playing at that level and what you got to put your body and mind through. He probably figured, fuck it, I made enough money, I can make some good investments, give me a couple rental properties out here, and I'm good.
Yeah, like, listen, $3.5 million, you can, if you know what you're doing and you're doing the right thing, you got a good team around you, you can turn that $3.5 million into $10 million and turn that $10 million into $25 million. And just keep going from there if you're doing the right thing. As long as you're not living outside of your means.
Fact. Bro, even if he bought it, if he lived right and running like $250K a year, bro, but this is initial investment. Like that's fire though. But I just think that's cool that, you know, now people are not so willing to kind of give up their life and then their body and stuff like that. We hear so much about like CTE and stuff like that. And basketball players, you know, a lot of times those guys have like knee and feet and all those issues and stuff like that. Like that should take a toll on your body when you play for so many years. And then, you know, just to, you know, like Eric was saying, that amount of time, that's when you really get a chance to see like the, you know, the boys from the men, so to speak. Cause we hear so many stories about Kobe, right? Uh-huh. How Kobe used to spend time in the gym after the game and stuff like that, the Olympics and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a different individual, you know, that's a different person, whatever. So for you to get to the NBA and say, nah, I'm cool. Like, I can't be mad. Yo, you made it to the league, bro.
Yeah, you can't, man. And remember, we get caught up, and myself included, bro. And I'm probably the biggest, you know, like, fuck up when it comes to this. I get caught up so much in, like, oh, that guy should want to win a ring. That guy should want to do this for his legacy and all that. Some of these guys' legacy is just getting to the league to be able to support their family. Once I'm, you know, once they make it there, a lot of them wasn't really trying to be Kobe or LeBron. They was just trying to provide for their family. And now that they got that bag, that's what they, that's most important to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's what it was for him, kudos to him, man. And I'm glad he figured that out early before he fucked up some money or made some mistakes in life. He realized it early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool to get lucky and get one of the rings, though, too, though. Why you
say it? Because it puts you in a position to make a lot more money after your career is over, having that championship ring. You know what I mean? So
because you can say NBA champion, right? Just like you're saying presidential candidate.
You can always go to speaking engagements and do different things like that and just get paid, you know, to just go and go around and speak. And it's like, yeah, NBA champion such and such. From the whoever, you can always get a bag behind that. It's just another opportunity for you to make money after you retire.
Yeah. That shit crazy. All you got to do is just find one avenue with something like that, and they're going to use that same picture. And they be like, yeah, former NFL star, NBA star.
Yeah.
Yo, get to it, yo, by all means, man. By all means. I think we can wrap it. I think it'll be good to go.
What you got on the walkout trip?
Well, let's tell them where we at one last time, and then I got something special for y'all. It's R&B. I told you it's a Slow It Down Sunday, so you know I got something for us to rock out to. But shooting
the motherfucking shit, man.
When you call me puppy, but it seems like baby, but you've been seeing another chico. And baby, you know that he can't go down like me. But you know that the nigga can't freak like me. So mommy, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
How deep is your love for me? Tell me what it's gonna be. And do you see yourself with a like me on a logo? So your friends roll down.
Puerto Rican, I see the way you wiggle, the way you move your body. He can't make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me.